So Gavin, we just got through. You did a great intro, fabulous intro. You showed us where we can, where the homepage is for Construct 2. You showed us where to go and download it. We went through the download process, and you actually showed us how to create our very first project to get us started and keep us going through these videos. Now we're gonna start building stuff, and we'll see just how easy it is for you guys.
Let's talk about layouts a little more. Let's talk about more, what can we do with layouts? What can we put in there? And how can we make them work for us?
Yeah, so the first thing I'm going to do, I'm here on my layout again, and I think we mentioned this, but holding down control and then scrolling down on the mouse will zoom out. So I'm going to zoom out until it centers itself, and then I'll just zoom back in. So now we got it right in the center. And the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to change around some of those sizes, and I'll make that apparent while we're doing that, or why we're doing that, in a little bit. But I'm going to change layout size to 1044 by 792. Again, this kind of looks like random numbers. I know, but we'll see what it means in a minute. And then I'm just going to copy that. So I've got this highlighted, and then I'm doing Control C to copy. And on my window size, I'm doing a Control V to paste.
Cool. So right now you just matched the visible layout with the actual size of our level.
Yes, exactly. Right. Level. So there's no there. The camera won't be scrolling around following anything. You'll see the entire level all at once.
Awesome. Awesome.
Right. So after we've got that, we've got a couple of things in here. Again, they just kind of came with that initial template. So I'm just gonna. You can right click and delete somewhere in here. Delete. I just hit the delete button on my computer. So delete and delete. And it's saying I've deleted the last instance of that object. We'll talk about what instances of an object are in a minute also. So I'm going to scroll in here just a little bit more, make it a little bigger. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to basically create our player. And we're going to start with just some blocks, some rectangles, and squares. And we'll incorporate some nicer graphics and images in a minute. So I'm going to do a double click. So again, to add an object to your layout, just a simple double click. And then I'm going to choose Sprite. Sprite is for, it actually says here, an animated object that is the building block of most projects.
See, real gamers from the 90s understand Sprite.
Right, yeah, this was a term that was new to me in the last couple years.
That's upsetting.
I'm not a real 90s gamer, I guess. but I'm going to go ahead and give this Sprite a name. And it's good to give names. A lot of people kind of skip that step, and they've got Object 1, Object 2, Object 3, and they don't know what it is. So go ahead and name all of your sprites and objects that you create. And I'm going to call this player. And after I click create, I get this crosshair. And I'll go ahead and click. And I get this image editor. Now this image editor is, it's not a full Photoshop image editor, anything like that. But it does give us a little bit of functionality.
Cool.
So to keep this really simple, I'm going to make our player basically a square. And I'm going to do 50 by 50. And that button that I pressed up here, the diagonal arrow, is how you resize. So 50 by 50. And then you notice changes to a square. We've got several different icons on the left, one of which is the paint fill, the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already selected on a red color. I'm going to go ahead and give this guy a red color by clicking inside.
Awesome. Now he's 50 by 50 what, James?
Pixels.
Pixels.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. So after I've got him the way I want him, or her, I'm going to go ahead and click X on this box, and my player is on the screen. I can drag him around. I can rotate him. It's one of these buttons. Not that one. If I can get into this little button, I can rotate him if I zoom in. But basically, I've got a player, and if I were to run this game right now, again, pressing run layout, it's going to open up, and I've already got it open. It's just going to be a red box sitting there.
That's a AAA title right there, guys.
So I think we've got a little bit more work to do.
We just drew a red box.
That's right. So the premise of what we're going to be building is going to be a platformer game. So to build a platformer game, common things that come with it, you can move left and right, you can jump, you land on solid objects. That's something that you would kind of have to do every piece of that yourself, except for there's these really awesome things in Construct 2 called behaviors. And this is one of the features of Construct 2 that I like that kind of separates it from other 2D game engines for me. So I can select my player object. I can click behaviors. and click the plus arrow up here. And they've got a lot here, so we'll talk about a few, we'll use a few, but there's more than we will actually go through and see firsthand. But I'm going to click platform and click add. And Gavin, any guesses if I run the game right now, what happens?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and guess that since in platform games, what do? I run and jump, right? So now my square should understand how to run and jump.
Okay. All right, so run and jump. Those are two of the basic things. And then
falling is a thing.
Right? Falling. Okay, so we'll see what happens when we run this next. So my player just falls. And I'll refresh that.
Into oblivion.
Oh, and he actually is going to infinity. His XY coordinates continue, or his Y coordinate continues to grow. So he's going on into infinity. So he falls. And that's because of the gravity that the platform behavior gives to the player. So if I select my player, notice I've got the platform behavior here. And I've got some variables, so these are kind of characteristics of our player.
Mm-hmm.
Max speed, acceleration, deceleration, jump strength, gravity. So because of this gravity number, he falls.
Nice.
So now we need something for him to land on.
We do. I'd like a bed.
A bed, yeah. Yes. Are you bored of me already?
No, James. I don't want him to fall into infinity. I'd like him to fall into a plush mattress.
Fair enough.
Doesn't everyone want that?
But just like we did a second ago, we'll do another double click. We'll choose Sprite, and we'll name him Platform. And click Insert, and do the crosshair here. And I'll go in and resize, and we'll do 250 by 50. Actually, I'll do 500 by 50. And click OK. Okay. Oh, forgot to give him a color.
Forgot to give it a color.
Let me double-click open him, or her. I always say him. And fill with a blue color. And press OK, or the X button. And now, so if I run this game again, you would expect that our player would fall and hit this platform and stop.
That is what I would expect, yes.
But the player only knows to fall and stop and land on solid objects. So solid is another one of those behaviors. So I can go in, choosing my platform object, and do a plus, and choose, and I like to type here, and choose solid.
Now, what did you just do there? I totally missed you. What happened?
Yeah,
why did all my behaviors go away?
Yep, so there's a lot of behaviors here. Kind of, for me, now that I'm comfortable with them, I tend to type to do a search instead of scrolling through and finding them.
Ah.
So if you just start typing...
Oh, you started typing filters. The word solid.
Yeah, it filters by whatever you're typing.
How nice. Thank you, Construct 2.
So I go ahead and add this and click X, and we'll run again. And now we should be able to land.
Nice.
And let me...
So why doesn't this solid object also fall into oblivion?
Yeah, so the solid object has no behavior. No gravity.
No gravity.
So it is just a solid object. It has no reason to fall. Things don't fall until you tell them to.
Nice.
And our player has gravity. Our rectangle does not. So now notice, and I'm going to use my keyboard here, I can do left and right to move left and right, and I can jump up and down.
We got a jumping square, guys. So how do we get this jumping square? Is this part of the platform behavior?
This is all platform behavior. Yeah, this is built in. I haven't done any logic in the event sheet. Haven't done anything else yet.
Nice.
Just went into that behavior, which is really, really handy.
Awesome. It sounds like we've got a fully functioning game right now. When can I make money off of this?
Whenever you're ready. But we'll try to give you a little more before we get to that step.
I guess.
Yeah.
But I think we're already better than Call of Duty at this point.
We're getting close. But these are the very basic features of a platformer game in a couple of steps.
Nice.